The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
Here's some good advice to protect yourself against identity theft. Have a piece of paper and a pencil ready for some important telephone numbers. Identity theft is the fastest growing crime today. No one is safe. Within minutes, an identity thief can wipe out your entire bank account, open up credit cards in your name, and ruin your credit so completely that you wouldn't even be able to open an account at the neighborhood drugstore. Listen to the advice here from a corporate attorney who sent the following out to the employees in his company. The next time you order checks, have only your initials, not your first name, your initial and your last name on your check. If someone takes your checkbook, they won't know if you sign your checks with just your initials or your first name, but the bank will know how you sign your checks. And when you're writing checks to pay on your credit card accounts, do not put the complete account number on the memo line. Instead, just put the last four numbers. The credit card company knows the rest of the numbers. Put your work phone on your checks instead of your home phone. If you have a P.O. box, then use that instead. Never have your Social Security printed on your checks. You can add it if it's necessary. Place the contents of your wallet on a photocopy machine. Do both sides of each license, credit card, etc. You will know what you had in your wallet and all of the account numbers and phone numbers to call and cancel. Keep the photocopy in a safe place. We've been told we should cancel our credit cards immediately, but the key is having the toll-free numbers and your card numbers handy so you know whom to call. Keep those where you can find them easily. But here is perhaps the most important. Call the three National Credit Card Reporting Organizations immediately. Equifax 1-800-525-6285. Experian 1-888-397-3742. TransUnion 1-800-680-7289. Social Security Administration Fraud Line 1-800-269-0271. Pass this information along. It really could help someone you care about or yourself. We pass along jokes on the internet. We pass along just about everything. And so now I would like to conclude by passing on a little joke. A husband and a wife are waiting at the bus stop with their nine children. A blind man joins them after a few minutes. When the bus arrives, they find it overloaded, and only the wife and the nine children are able to fit onto the bus. So the husband and the blind man decide to walk. After a while, the husband gets irritated by the ticking of the blind man's stick as he taps it on the sidewalk, and he says to him, "Why don't you put a piece of rubber on the end of your stick? That ticking sound is driving me crazy." The blind man replies, "If you would have put a rubber on the end of your stick, we'd be riding the bus. So shut the hell up." KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Zwirling.